Okay, good evening, everybody. We're up to the 14th mishnah of the third chapter of Pirkei Avos, and it states the following: Rabbi Elazar Hamoda Yomer Hamechalol Asakadshim. Somebody who desecrates kadshim, literally things that have been sanctified, whether we're talking about kadshim mizbeach, animals that have been consecrated to mizbeach, or kadshim bedek habayis, or materials that have been consecrated to the temple treasury. V'hamivazes Hamoados. Somebody who denigrates the Moados, there's a consensus amongst the Rishonim here that it's not just Yom Tov itself, but even Chol HaMoed. There's a massive debate in halachic sources whether performing Malach on Chol HaMoed, which isn't necessary, it is not permitted because of great financial loss, or because it's for the sake of the Yom Tov itself, whether that's a Torah level or rabbinic prohibition. But be that as it may, a denigration of Chol HaMoed is certainly impermissible. V'amalbin pnei chaveru b'rabim, we'll come back to that. That's obviously embarrassing somebody in public. V'amefer biso shel Avram Avinu, somebody who repudiates the covenant of Avram Avinu either by willfully rejecting bris mila or having had a bris mila but trying to undo that, even in an anatomical reconstructive way. V'amegala funim batora shelo kealocha, is somebody who desecrates the honor of Torah, either as Rashi points out, by engaging in faux interpretations, which are clearly against the meaning of the Torah, or as the Rambam notes, by violating the mitzvahs of the Torah in a public way. Rabbeinu Yonah adds, by denigrating those ambassadors of Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, Afal Pishayesh Biado Torah Masim Tovim, even if such a person was learned and had many good deeds, Ein Lo Chelek Liolam Haba, that these five violations are so severe that there is no portion of the world to come. So with respect to the four that we've already detailed, the clear common denominator wasn't just a random aggregated list of five, but the clear common denominator is defiling and desecrating the sacred realm. So quite obviously, when you're dealing with kadshim, with sacrificial animals or things that have been consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, let's say somebody donates wood or whatever it is, you know, so that is an act of desecration. It's like, likewise, desecrating the sanctity of time, Hamivazes Hamoados. Likewise, desecrating Kiddushas Yisrael, the sanctity of the Jewish people. The sanctity of the Jewish people is inextricably linked for males with Bris Mila. That's how a person enters the covenant, whether they're a naturally born Jew, whether they're a convert to Judaism. Mila is sine qua non for a person to achieve the full measure of Kiddushas Yisrael. Now, if you have a born Jew, and he, for medical reasons, can't get a bris mila, so his Kiddushas Yisrael is fully intact, and that's an exception and not the rule. And Megala Fanim Batorah is all about desecrating the sanctity of Torah, either again by violating its mitzvahs publicly, that's the Rambam, or as Rashi would say, by interpreting it in a deliberately incorrect fashion, or as Rabbeinu Yonah would say, by denigrating and humiliating ambassadors of Torah as an assault on Torah itself. So that's very clear. The Torah is sanctified, and these four are obvious on the list. What stands out, what might not be as intuitive, but therein lies the point, is that the middle, right, smack in the middle, the heart of the Mishnah, the third of the five elements here, is Malbin Pnei Chaveru Berabim. Somebody who publicly embarrasses somebody else. And I would say the chiddush of this Mishnah, the entire thrust of it, what it's trying to teach us is that embarrassing somebody is itself a denigration of that which is sacred, of Kiddushat HaAdam, the sanctity of humanity per se. Remember, Rabbeinu Yonah puts this in very strong halachic terms. Rabbeinu Yonah notes, you know, we have three cardinal sins. There's murder, there's idolatry, and there's sexual immorality. And as the Gemara says, inu v'chol abizrayhu. And then they have secondary and tertiary extensions, which are all basically covered under the principle of yehoreg v'alyavor, that a person should rather allow themselves to be put to death rather than violating any of these three. So he says, when it comes to shvichos damim, when it comes to killing somebody, abizrayhu, being an accessory to that isn't just driving the getaway car after a murder, but is humiliating somebody, because the Gemara says, Mutav la'adam, this is based on the story of Yehuda and Tamar, Mutav l'adam l'hashlich hasatzmo l'toch kibshan ha'esh v'al yabin p'nei chavero b'rabim. It's better to allow yourself to be killed, or even in this case, to actively jump into an oven. That might be something of an exaggeration in Tamar's story. She would have just been killed, right? Brought out, he mutzeis, but she was not going to publicly humiliate Yehuda as the father of her unborn children. So she just signaled to him, le'isha asher elalo anochi hara. So the Rabbeinu Yonah puts it in dramatic halachic terminology. He states, you know, a person, rather than humiliate somebody else, must allow himself to be killed. It's abisrael di shvichos damim. But even if one doesn't go quite that far, and I think that is indeed a profound halachic statement, the very placement of embarrassment, public shaming of somebody else, you know, as on this list of desecrating that which is sacred, reminds us of the sanctity of humanity, of all human beings. Malbin pnei chavero birabim. It's equated with desecrating kedushas hazman, mevazas hamoados, desecrating the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, Mechalos HaKadshim, desecrating the sanctity of the Jewish people, Mefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, and desecrating sanctity of Torah itself, Megalophonim B'Torah Shelo K'Halacha. Humanity is laden with sanctity. And to publicly embarrass somebody, to treat somebody in that fashion, in such a brutal, ruthless, and cruel way, is not just nasty, but it's also a desecration of something that's been invested with sanctity by virtue of the Tzelem Elokim, which is the heart of every human being, which is at the heart of what humanity is by definition. So this Mishnah, again, establishes a very important principle. And we live in a time when we become completely desensitized to this, and, you know, every single day there are billions of people who participate on social media, which can often be a very good thing. We try to use it for good purposes at the shul, you know, to get our Torah out there, get the chesed out there, and get the mission out there. It has that kind of amplification quality to it as a technology, but there are so many people, innumerable people, who use, you know, these forum, whether it's a Facebook or Twitter, you know, to, you know, publicly shame and humiliate others and to denigrate. And that's been much in the news lately in terms of the culture, and sometimes twisting things out of context. And there could be no greater malbin pnei chaver birabim than when you're talking about tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of followers. And, you know, we can't be led down this path, no matter how prominent people are who engage in these kinds of, you know, absolutely senseless attacks on others, ad hominem attacks on others, you know, in the Twitter space. We can't go down that route of amalbin pnei chavero berabim. Like Rabbeinu Yonah says, it cuts to the very core of the halachic canon in terms of the gimel chamuros. It's a form of shvichos damim. It's a form of murder. But even if one doesn't go quite that far in the halachic sense of the term, it reminds us of the most basic sanctity of all, which is the sanctity of every human being. Vayivra Elokim es Adam b'tzalmo, b'tzelem Elokim baro, so zachar nekeva baro sam. That's exactly what Ibn Azai said, that the klal gadol b'Torah was the pasuk which says, Zeh sefer toldos Adam, b'yom baro Elokim Adam, b'dmus Elokim aso. The most fundamental pasuk in the Torah, the most basic kedusha of them all, is the sanctity that's associated with human beings. We should all treat all human beings with that measure of respect.